We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Tom Sayer on, from Memorial Community Hospital and Health System on our local guest segments brought to us by Turnkey Nerds 402-426-NERD. So we talked and learned a little bit about you. You're from the West Coast originally. You were playing football and got injured. Got interested in becoming a doctor at that point in time, changing over from vet, which is still a doctor. You know, a lot of schooling still to become a vet, but you change focus. So where did you end up going out of college to then pre-med and all that stuff?
So I did a research year in that transition time from vet school to medical school. Spent some time with an orthopedic group on the West Coast around the Reno, Lake Tahoe area, a pretty famous orthopedic group there. And again, they were kind enough to sort of mentor me and give me some projection as to what my career and life would be like being an orthopedic surgeon, and just became more and more attractive. So at the same time, I did a research year in a biochemistry lab, and we were able to produce a little bit of peer-reviewed data at that time that was sort of made me realize that I didn't want to be in a lab the rest of my life. Right. I wanted to be treating people. And so I also worked in a physical therapy clinic, and so again, a little bit more exposure to sort of hands-on medicine. And it was very attractive to me, and seeing kind of a quick turnaround in this world of patients getting better fairly quickly was also attractive. So having an impact, an immediate impact in someone's life was very intriguing to me at that time.
So one of the things that I was kind of fascinated is over the years, just some of the changes and advancements, technology assisting in that situation. Has that been something you've been really kind of central in and focused on, and how to be able to do better, faster, easier?
It really has. And at that time, I'm dating myself, but back in those days, really arthroscopy, putting a scope inside of a joint and being able to fix things or address pathology in a minimally invasive way was relatively new. It wasn't brand new, but the technology was evolving rapidly. And so it was a little bit thought to be heresy among, you know, guys that had been doing it for a long time, and everything was done through a big incision. And there was a lot of morbidity, a lot of healing time, a lot of downtime. And we all remember the days of seeing a relative who had played football with full smile incisions on their on their knees and had their meniscus cut out or whatever they used to do back in those days. And we know that that's not necessarily the right answer. And that was the time where that philosophy was changing. Mm-hmm. And so the arthroscopic technology has just exploded. And a lot of other areas as well in the orthopedic world. But that one in particular, I remember, was really coming of age at that time. And in my career of, you know, between 20 and 25 years now, it really has evolved. And we really are decreasing healing times, we're decreasing operative morbidity, patients are recovering faster, and it's made a big difference in how we approach problems.
And then it also, for recovery, for the mobility and going through the process of regaining that mobility, it's a faster turnaround even afterwards, I'm sure.
It really is. And again, anytime you can do less sort of soft tissue disruption or destruction or inflict less trauma surgically, patients are going to feel better. They're going to be less painful and have a more streamlined recovery period. And in addition to that, the therapy has evolved as well, as fast, if not faster, than what we do. And that's really key. It's maybe a little bit off topic, but the therapy technology has evolved very, very quickly as well. And right. they make us look really good as surgeons,
sure.
In terms of recovery for patients.
And so with that, there is obviously you could either be a part of hips or work on knees, ankles, shoulders, elbows, fingers. You focus on the upper body more so, and so giving more of a rounded at this point in time. Is there a benefit to being able to specialize in that compared to being more of a orthopedic surgery that knows the entire body a little bit more so?
I do, and I think that's probably, I would hazard to say, that's probably the standard now. It's very rare now that someone completes, and it's a very long training program, schooling, and so forth to begin with, but I think that the public has come to sort of expect subspecially trained people in any discipline, not just orthopedics, But I would think it's somewhere between 90 and 95% of orthopedic surgeons who finish training now go on to do an additional fellowship year or have subspecialty training, and myself included. And so that wasn't always the case. The generalist orthopedic surgeon who came to a small rural area, was a guy who could do basically, or guy or girl for that matter, could do anything and everything from your right. spine to your knee, your hips, your shoulder, fingers, that type of thing. And that's just not the case as much anymore. And again, one of the nice things that we do here, and one of the ways that we've sort of brought subspecialty care to Blair is to focus on that need for different communities, mm-hmm. Blair included.
Right. So different doctors are able to focus on different areas, and that way, when you are, your care is the most premium it can certainly be. For each need at that point in time?
I'd like to think so. Again, specialty specific medicine, again, in any discipline, and like orthopedics, as I said, the people are informed, mm-hmm. With the internet and Google and television, any source of gaining information, people know that if they want to have their knee done, they go to a knee person, their mm-hmm. shoulder done, they want to go to a shoulder person, and so forth. So that's modern orthopedics and modern medicine. And until recently, we were not able, it was a little bit more of a hassle for people to have to go travel from some of the smaller areas because they may not have had subspecialty trained people like myself in an area like this, so they had to travel, and that's what we've tried to change.
All right, we're going to come back and continue our conversation with Dr. Tom Saylor, an orthopedic surgeon right here at Memorial Community Hospital and Health System.